you guys.
It literally happens to me all the time.
So, Groundhog Day, right?
I did it with a bachelor guy like 25 minutes in.
One time, okay, guys, if you don't know, we had just recorded for like 10 minutes and then I fucked it up. We're good. Hannah's really cool. This is Hannah. I'm joined today by
Hannah.
What if
I just started yelling at you? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
That'd be so
amazing.
Broke
my computer. Anyway, yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, everyone, this is Hannah Berner. She's from Bravo's Summer House. She has her own podcast called Giggly Squad. She is on Bravo's chat room, which is actually just renewed for 13 episodes. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
She's getting consistent dick. So congratulations on that. Valentine's Day is congrats. You deserve.
I've been trying to keep it on the DL, but like,
it's an Us Weekly. It's literally an Us Weekly.
I guess it's not on the DL.
No. Let's hope he's not on the DL. Or if he was, whatever.
You know, but he could be. You know what? Whatever. Whatever makes him happy.
Season 6.
I want to make happy. Yes. Season 6. Save it. Save it.
Yeah, we were just talking about Valentine's Day before. But mm-hmm. I was saying mm-hmm. this podcast is going to come out on Valentine's Day, so we can talk a bit about that. But first, you were saying that you're originally from Long Island. And
oh, so I'm from Brooklyn originally.
Yeah, from Brooklyn, sorry. But you grew
I'm from
up
Brooklyn.
In Long Island.
I was like, don't get it twisted. Yeah. No, but I'm from Brooklyn. But actually, every summer, I would go to Shelter Island, yeah. which is where like my grandpa retired to. Mm-hmm. And it's the most beautiful island off of Sag Harbor. I call it like the Unhamptons Hamptons, where yeah. like the Hamptons are very like flashy to be seen. Mm-hmm. And Shelter Island is like, I don't want to see people. You have to get on a ferry. It's too much for like the wild people yeah. to get there
yeah.
where the Hamptons really feels like the city, but like on a prettier beach.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I just like nap and like I play tennis, I golf. I'm really a retired old man at heart.
I love that. You know, I love Long Island.
Yeah. Oh, people it's don't understand. Beautiful. I also like as someone from the city, it's so important to get out of the city just for your mental health. And yeah. I realize now like the fact that I would go and like get beach and get air was so important. And that's why I think Summer House has been such a fun experience because it really is part mm-hmm. of my life to like grind and then go out into Long Island and just let go.
Yeah. Grind and then bump and grind.
Hell yeah.
I used to stay in Sag Harbor. But now when I go for places like go like anywhere in the summer, it's like usually Fire Island. Did you ever go?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? I've never been to Fire Island. So weird. I never got an invite.
Oh,
I guess no one wants to have sex with me on Fire Island.
Come this year.
I would love to.
My friends, I usually go with my friends Garrett and James, who are on a Bravo show as well. Do you know Backyard Envy?
Oh my God, I do. I think I follow them.
Yeah, they're great. Love them.
I love those shows and I love how creative they are. I'm becoming of the age of enjoying like HGTV.
Yeah.
It's just started. It's not the point that I like listen and actually do things, but I'll like instead of cleaning, I'll like watch someone clean.
Yeah,
or like watch someone redo their kitchen. I'm like becoming an adult a little bit.
Yeah, you can put like everything in mason jars and have exposed shelving and like those barn doors. Chip and Joanne is like a show that I used to. What's that? What's the name of their show? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like it's like the half Asian
oh, yeah.
woman and the. Guy.
Yes, yes, she's great. She's everywhere. It's always like it's not everything's a version of Love It or List It. I feel like.
Yeah,
but it's so funny. I have the exposed brick behind me, and
yeah.
I did this joke in LA where I was like, "Yeah, do I like him or does he just have exposed brick in his apartment?
I
like, if
that.
He has exposed brick, I'll fuck yeah. him." And I like love that joke. And then LA was just crickets. And afterwards, my agent came up to me and they were like, "That joke is so funny in New York, but in LA, if it's exposed brick, like you're being kidnapped." Like you're in a crack den.
Yeah, because their taste level
was
like, a little bit.
But like Brooklyn exposed brick, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I'm learning about taste. I'm growing up because I was with my parents all quarantine.
Yeah.
In Shelter Island and Five Cats, which I love. They had a cameo in Summer House. I'm trying to make cat ladies cool, but now I'm fostering pit bulls with my boyfriend in West Hampton. So,
oh, wow.
Things change.
Yeah, I have a. I have a Papillon. She's like walking around here somewhere. That's not a Aww. Pit bull at all. That's, you know, do you know Papillons? Do you know what
those? They sound like, they're like white and adorable.
She's like chocolate brown and they have like the fox
okay,
ears
opposite.
And they're like this tiny. Yeah.
They're adorable.
Yeah.
Papillon just sounds like they know they're prettier than me.
I think the Summer House needs a pet.
Oh my God. Well, we tried.
You did?
But like. The house wasn't allowing. I tried to get my cat Butter. Then we tried to like adopt or foster a dog. We really tried for our mental health. It was prison with a pool, but or I like to say it was like a co-working space space with no HR and lots of alcohol.
Yeah. We're going to get to that.
And a dog would have definitely calmed people down.
I'm sure. We have enough dogs, though, but we're going to get to all that. So you've been hanging out with Luann in Sag Harbor. We were talking about like housewives spirit animals, but you said you're not like a huge housewives person, but we'd both
love. The thing is, I love housewives, but I never really want to be one. I love just like appreciating them. Yeah. Or if one day I am, I'd be my own kind. I mean, who knows? Lou and I was like, if I, you know, I'm, my boyfriend has a place in the city, you know, next thing you know,
if I might have Long to Island.
Go on Roni.
I could do Long Island. They used to have, I know. Did you ever see Princesses Long Island? That was a Bravo show.
Yes, I actually know one of the girls who was on it, Chanel.
Someone was talking about that with me today, and I was like, I miss that show. I miss that shit.
Wild.
I that love was, shows just yeah, filmed was, in Long Island, pretty much.
Yeah, and the personalities in Long Island are so great, and the authentic Long Island accents when they talk like this. Not all of them, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, there's... Lou has been fun to hang out with because, like... She just has such a young spirit and she's so driven and she just like likes to be in the know of like what's going on. We talk about podcasting. She talks about her shows, writing a book. Like she's just such a badass and it's inspirational to see someone who took the platform of reality TV and like
doing, yeah.
made an empire.
Yeah.
A legit empire. And her confidence level, it's just great. It's just, I felt like in awe. Like, you know when you're someone that classy, you don't even know how to act? You're like, what would a classy person say right now?
Yeah, you kind of feel like you're like a kid, like, and she's like babysitting you.
Exactly. She was like speaking French at the restaurant, and I was like, I don't belong here, but I'll sit here.
Have you met Leah? Someone
kicks me out. You know, it's so funny. Leah and Luann actually get along really well, and Luann's always like, you'll love Leah. And we've spoken a lot on social media, like just making each other laugh, but I've never like hung out in person, but it's on my to-do list.
Yeah, I know her sister lives like really close to me, but I've never met her sister. But she's been on here, Leah, and she's great.
Oh, cool.
She's great.
Yeah. She seems someday. Just like she had one of the most epic housewife seasons entrances. Because after Bethany, like it was hard. And she came in and she had such star power.
Well, I mean, I love Leah. I think she's great on the show, but I wonder sometimes if it's like, was her entrance so amazing because it was such shit? Like the expectations were so like we needed something new. That's not to shit on like Leah. She would have been amazing regardless, but it's like outside of Leah.
Well, I do think when it's your first season, you know, they want people to like you.
Yeah.
So that when things go to shit, people care.
That's why second seasons are always really bad.
Second season.
Yeah.
They I survived it, but who knows? Who knows? Yeah, well, we have like lighter drama
it's
on
like,
our show, but yeah.
If you guys aren't watching Summer House, you're a hater. You're just a hater.
What are you doing?
You just don't like fun.
What are you doing?
You just don't like fun. But it's like, because I started with Summer House in quarantine, like back in March. And I was because I had always known of the show, and I was like, I don't know if I'm lying, I don't know. And then I started watching it, and I watched it backwards. I watched like season 4, and then before like I knew it was like, one day I had watched everything and I was like, oh fuck, oh this is good, okay. And then I
love that reverse strategy.
Yeah. And then I went to season 3 and I was like, okay, this is still pretty good, all right, no people of color yet, but we're gonna get there. And then I was like, okay, so I'm gonna watch season 2, and season 2 was pretty good. Then I watched 1, I was like, okay, so I could see the progression. The house was garbage in season 1.
It definitely evolved.
Yeah
I never saw that house. It was in Montauk, and then I'm pretty sure
because you
we kind of got the boot
3, right? You came in
I was season 3 and 4.
Okay. I saw the premiere like 2 weeks ago, and I was looking at the house and stuff like that. And I will say just off the bat, I missed the old house, as shabby as it was compared to this one. Because this one's just like big and white and like a little bit like sterile to me. Did you like the house or did you?
You know, it definitely had a different, more like modern, like regal feel. But yeah, it's less homey.
Yeah, it really felt like you could see if you scuff the wall when you're drunk, then you're going to notice it. Like, we're not going to get our security deposit back. Like,
but also, Paige and I, we were put in the basement, and the basement was not it was a gym that then they like kind of put up a wall.
Okay.
So the floor, it smelled like a gym, rubber.
Yeah.
I was like, it smells like a condom in here. But and there was like a sauna on the side that we never opened. So like we were kind of put in a den where like you had to put effort to like go upstairs and like see people, which sometimes was nice that you didn't. But also we'd be woken up at like 8 a.m. because some psychopath was like working out right outside our door. And we didn't have like a full door.
Some
we had
psychopath
like a glass door.
Luke
and Kyle.
Okay.
They work out nonstop to make themselves feel better. And I'm like, let's just maybe go to therapy instead of just lifting weights all day.
Man.
I don't know, because it's not working.
Yeah. Well, what percentage of the time in the house do you think you guys spent hungover?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, these people are very, very good partiers. Like, yeah, professionals.
I feel like you guys are trained at this point, like professional.
They're
like,
trained. I'm actually the worst drinker. People don't know that about me, but I'm Italian. I love to eat.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just never was a great drinker. I started drinking later in life because I was a tennis player. Okay. I started at like 18. And then I'm the kind of person like three drinks in, I'm really fun. But then like six drinks in, I'm sleepy.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not witty. I'm just like dancing and then sleepy. So you don't see me very, when I get really drunk, I take my mic off and I jump in the pool. So like no one can see what I'm up to. I just try to drown myself in the pool.
I think I'm the funniest person when I'm fucking drunk, but I'm so not. I actually have a rule. I no social media when I'm a gif or two. That's a video, maybe a TikTok, but like nothing real of substance, because it's just going to be like really.
The morning after watching your Insta stories when you're drunk, you're like, who? I need a chaperone. Yeah. Who let me do this?
Like when you're at a concert and you like hear back the next day and it's not, you can't even hear the person singing on stage. It's like you. It's so fucking embarrassing.
People post their, used to in the old world, post their concert posts. I was like, I couldn't do it. I think I have a bunch of tweets just about like, you know, not everyone has to see your concert.
Yeah. Not every, if you do a Peloton, I promise you don't have to.
It's so funny. My boyfriend has a Peloton.
Like, in
I'm
the background.
Like, people are like, just because you can't afford a Peloton. And I was like, okay, it's not that. It's just that like, yeah, like I'm not posting about it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's also just funny because sometimes you don't want to feel like shit when you check your phone and someone's like, I just did 4,000 miles on my Peloton and I'm fucking awesome. And you're like, okay, I'm hungover.
I want to ask you just about the season in general, because I think it's really gotten off to a fun start. Sierra's in.
People
so
love
we have
the
like,
opening.
A brown girl in. I'm excited about that. I'm going to just say off the bat, I used to like try with Danielle and I just don't like her that much. I just, is it me?
I don't think
she like vibes with the other females that much. It's like weird.
I've always liked Danielle in kind of like a
superficial sense.
You're just not that close to them. But like surface level, like as in if anyone said anything about her, I was just like, nope.
Yeah.
Like Danielle is cool. Don't fucking talk about Danielle. But like she's just kind of Lindsay's friend, and then
that's it.
When I heard about the drama, it was like
with Luke.
I just remember being like, I'm not surprised, and like I don't really care.
Yeah.
And she still to this day never said anything to me about it. That's, and I'm just like, okay, that just says like your character kind
that's
of.
So whack.
And I'm
it's
not gonna
like,
convince
like,
her. Like you can't even start if someone doesn't even like acknowledge what they did.
Yeah.
Everyone so, like, just I'm to- not gonna.
Catch everyone up if they haven't seen the premiere yet. Hannah was dating Luke for most of the fall and winter, and New Year's Eve, I guess Danielle had tried to make out with him, or she did make out with him, right?
And I do want to say, people are like, "You're not dating." It was a situationship. Like, notice, I'm not saying he's my boyfriend. It was a situationship in that, but it's like I've had situationships where like. Dudes, you know, they text you randomly and then like you have like a hot hookup or like you hang out sometime and then you don't hear from them. Like Luke was the most consistent, like emotionally, like trying to connect, like calling me, like my love language is time. So like this dude who obviously is like, he's shady, but he's calling you twice a day, telling you his biggest fears, his most intimate moments. Like, so you're just like, oh, so like we just established this crazy connection while also never really like he would like kiss me hello and goodbye, like on the lips. Like that, it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And I knew it was fucking weird, but like, you know, when you haven't met anyone else that you're just like, well,
yeah,
I'll
you're
see
like,
where
I got nothing
goes.
Else going on. It's like, fuck, whatever.
Yeah. And occasionally,
and
like,
it can be your
he
boyfriend
would see
in
someone,
your head all you want. Like, you know how many people I see like online and I'm like, that's my boyfriend. And then when they post their
people
actual boyfriend, I get pissed.
They tweet, like when your boyfriend who doesn't know is your boyfriend isn't acting like your boyfriend.
Yeah.
But like, his thing is like, people like, honey, I never initiated anything with this man.
Yeah.
That's why, like, if I could ignore him the whole time and he would just keep coming. Mm-hmm. So like I would, cause we weren't having sex, eventually I was like, this is so fucking weird. So I'd like see someone for a month and try to kind of get out of it. And then next thing you know, like you're back in the like Luke calling every day and, you know, meeting his family. Like it was just so this weird, but like, it was like a special connection that I was like, I don't know what this is for, but it's happening in my life right now.
Yeah.
And then quarantine, it was like, it got like, a lot like it was like clockwork to the point. And then like if I didn't answer, he'd be like, what are you talking to other guys? And then
it turns out
it
he was
like
Not other guys, but other girls.
You never know.
Yeah.
So then I, when I came into the house and he brought Sierra, like, people were like, oh, she, you know, she liked him so much, whatever. It was more like whatever we had, like, I just felt really betrayed.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm going to say.
And do you feel like, how much of that do you think was like actually him kind of coordinating, orchestrating to bring this girl in, but not tell everyone ahead of time for the wow factor? Or do you think it was like, do you think it was somewhat production? To me as a viewer, it seems like a little bit like production new, obviously.
We can do anything we want. And like, whenever we're like trying to get friends on the show, like we're very vocal with each other. And like, we kind of knew that someone was coming. And I think he kind of told her that he didn't even tell other people. So weird about it.
And that's kind of scary, right? Outside of COVID, like you're on this show and you're in it filming with these people and you think you might want to get like a consensus with everybody on who's going to be staying in the house. Cause what if they come in and then like racist tweets pop up about them or some crazy shit. And then now you're associated with this person via, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
That stuff happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like is that like a fear? Also this season, you, because there's nowhere to run and there's nowhere to go, people peel back layers and like you see the realness of people because they can't just be like no. And then run away.
Yeah, like Lindsay. Queen of running.
She loves a runaway moment. And it's sometimes like anyone has to run away because you're just like, I need to get out of whatever this toxic situation is, depending on what it is. But I think you see like really kind of true colors of some people. And I think that kind of happens with Luke this season where it was easy to see him through my rose-colored glasses last season, his first season, remember? And when he came in, it's like, I'm not mad that he, like, brought this girl. I'm hurt because it's like, that was not, why wouldn't you?
Tell me.
Tell me. Heads up. It's like, because he, like you're trying to, and also, I was about to say between me and you, which isn't between me and you, but like, I had started talking, like,
you see this huge thing of water I'm drinking?
I'm obsessed with that.
It like measures throughout the day.
Paige got that on Amazon once and she used it for like 2 days and then she didn't have the impulse. I mean, she didn't have the self-discipline. Or she put wine in it or something. But like, actually, it's a fucking great idea.
Okay, so you're saying,
what was I saying?
You were saying, we're bad at this.
We're bad. I was saying, when Sierra came in, I wanted to, like, know. I just wanted a heads up. I wanted him to. Oh no, this is what I was saying. Okay, sorry.
We're not stoned, by the way, guys.
I'm actually so. Everyone thinks I'm high all the time, and I don't even smoke weed. I just woke up from a nap because I snack all the time and I giggle a lot. But he kind of knew I went on a date with this guy right beforehand, and like I was kind of talking to people, but like I was so open about it and just like, I can't wait to spend the summer with you, like whatever. Oh. And then I think he came in, honestly, to be like, in case she makes me look bad because she goes for someone else, I have the upper hand. I'm going to tell her I'm so into this new girl, all this stuff. Sensitive. So the second I saw that shit happen, the sensitivity. I mean, I'm a highly sensitive person, too, but in a different way, not with like necessarily. I mean, there's a lot of egos in this house. Yeah. But like immediately, it was like not about Sierra at all. I was just like, oh, you're fucking using this girl as a fucking pawn to make me look fucking bad on national TV. Go fuck yourself. And that was kind of my ego.
Yeah, yeah.
So like when everyone's like, oh, she's so hurt, she loved him, I'm like, no, it's not that at all.
You're just like being a fucking asshole.
I was. It was literally more anger than hurt. And I cry when I'm frustrated.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm really not an angry person. I'm more of like, okay, let's get sad.
What do you, what's the one thing about this season compared to other previous seasons that you enjoyed more with the filming process? Like,
I think that it's a schlep to go out there 4.5. It's like a 4-hour drive
to go back and forth every week.
To go back and forth every Friday, we leave like around 1, and then Sunday we'd have to go back. And
and your whole Sunday like shot because you sit in fucking traffic. Yeah.
Yes. And I also used to have a 9-to-5. I used to work for a media company my first season. And I was literally like 7 days a week, just had to be on. Yeah. And I'm actually not that, I'm really on and then I like to be really off just to, you know, gain my energy back. So I kind of love that we set up and it was like sleepaway camp. Let's go. And I'm telling you, like, it is different than previous seasons. And I'm going to say, like, there were darker moments, but it's like, that's the reality. If we were like just partying happy all the time, we got to. I mean, It's a fucking good season.
And you film it in less time, probably. Or is it the same?
It was 6 weeks. 6 weeks.
So, around the same,
so yeah. I guess it kind of adds up to a similar amount of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anyone from a previous season? Because pretty much ever since you've been on, it's been kind of the same, except for Jordan?
Jordan, yeah.
The guy. And then...
Jules.
Is there anybody that from a previous season that you would love to see come back on the show?
Because
I don't.
It's funny because I wasn't a part of the first two seasons, but like sometimes I'll watch an argument and I'll be like, I kind of get why that person felt that way.
Yeah.
So part of me, I'd be interested in, there's still like old drama with that, but there's so many big personalities in this house. And mm-hmm. I think it's just interesting. I feel like we've really found the right chemistry in this group.
Definitely. It's a huge 100%. House now.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Carl. Carl looks fucking so good. I guess he's not drinking, right? Climbing like a tree.
There was rumors that he had plastic surgery and he's like, oh yeah, no, I didn't have plastic surgery.
No, it's just like, I think not drinking.
That's about it.
Not drinking like
that. Yeah, not drinking and like getting sleep.
Yeah.
Like, and drinking water does so much. He looked so handsome and just like, he's also like a physical specimen. Like he's 6'5".
Yeah.
He's a big dude and he always was like chiseled, but now he just seems healthier. Like his face is kind of fuller. Mm-hmm. His eyes are just like brighter. He's tanner. And I think that this is going to be a great season for Carl.
Yeah.
And, he definitely has challenges throughout.
Okay, yeah. You know what? I go back and forth with this, but I actually like really love Lindsay. There's times when I'm like, I can see why.
Same. At times I really love her.
I'm a hubcap. I call it, like, that's her fans, right? That's what you would call them.
Who knows? The activators.
How is your relationship with her today? Because you guys kind of start off rocky in that first.
Lindsay and I are always like, we're just fire. Mm-hmm. And when we are good, like we're so fucking good. And obviously like when I say opinions on podcasts now, I guess it could be used against me to do bad things. So
this is going to be fodder for season six.
But like, yeah, like when she's mad, she's fucking mad.
Yeah.
Like, so, but she's also like, she's actually the quickest to like get over something.
Yeah.
And I actually think like Lindsay and I have gotten closer through our fights because I'm very scared of confrontation. And it's almost like she's like she wants to have it out with you. So then you could like move on and grow. So like Lindsay and I actually are really good.
Yeah. She seems the closest that could be like a Real Housewife of New York someday. Like she's kind of like not totally self-aware all the time, but just enough. You know what I mean? And she's kind of like gets
Lindsay
over stuff.
Lindsay fucking brings
she's
it.
She's great.
And that's why. And she's a hustler, and I respect that.
It's an interesting dynamic because she feels like a loner a lot of the time because she doesn't really like, you know, it seems like her and Paige are filming two completely different shows most of the time. I don't think I've ever even seen them speak more than
that. Is so funny because I really do get along with her, but her and Paige and Amanda like don't naturally vibe as easy, and that's why like she always has Danielle there, but I think deep down there's like always this like little tension that like naturally but also like you have to remember we don't really forget things, so like things that have been said in past seasons, like those are why sometimes people act a type of way. I mean, I'm Sicilian, I forgive but I never forget. Like I remember what everyone has ever said about me at all times, and I will get you back eventually. I don't care how long it takes. So I do think that Paige and Lindsay, like they had a intense part of like the reunion last season where we joke, like Lindsay like said some like Brene Brown quote at Paige about like not being in the ring or something. And then they just kind of moved on. But like everyone has, they actually like when they're drunk, Paige will like always end up on Lindsay's back. Like Lindsay's always like just like carrying her around.
Okay.
So when they drink, they get along. But like I do think you see Amanda and Paige, I mean Amanda and Lindsay have some kind of like skeletons they need to work on. Okay, yeah. And you see
also
that
there's
this
like an
season.
Age gap too, right?
Well, it's funny because people are kind of like, oh, it's an age gap, and Kyle looks like, oh, a generational gap, and I'm like, okay, you're still choosing to be in this house.
Yeah,
I would argue there's certain
your thing
parts
is picking up your
I was hitting on this. Kyle's big thing about generational gap, I'm like, Kyle, I'm sorry, I'm way more mature than you.
Yeah.
And, like, we're all in the same house for a reason. And I do think Lindsay, I think she's like 34. I'm 29. It's not really that far.
Okay, I thought it was really way bigger.
It's really not. They try to make it like we're some like young, stupid millennials, and I'm like, it's not like that.
Whatever happened to Jules? What's up with
her? So Jules, Jules came in through me, but what people don't really know is I did not really know her. I had like met her once through Jordan, once.
Yeah.
And then like the house was a mess with Jordan, like a complete mess.
Yeah.
And then she... And it's funny, I actually like, I really tried with Jules. I really did. And I feel like she just always liked Paige and like didn't give a fuck about me.
That was evident, yeah.
But to this day, Jules and I are still cool. Like, I feel like you saw like some intense stuff between me and her last season for a blip, and people got really worked up about it when like Jules and I actually never really had any beef. And I was like early on, because I was the one who brought her in, like I would call her all the time, make sure she was good. She just like... I don't think she knew what the house would really be like. And I don't think like that life was meant for her, if that makes sense. Like, and I also think it would have been easier if she like really gelled naturally, where like there's only, it's kind of like there's only room for like one superficial fashionista.
is that like a conversation that the house actually has? Like, oh, like, do you think she wanted to come back to the house this season? Or do you think she was like...
I think she was on the fence about it, but she made like some comment like, I don't want to be a part of a place where like people don't care about me, and like that's totally valid, but it's also, this is a fucking hard group, and like I got in with Paige, like we were together, she was my ride or die, and Jules had to come in alone, also with an association of this guy that the house didn't like.
Jules,
and then her and Luke had like, well, people... Like in the reunion, they found out like Luke and Jules actually had been fighting the whole time, and that was kind of why I was standing, like I was like kind of against her at some point, because the guy I was into was like, she had done some fucked up stuff too, and they were fighting.
Yeah.
So Luke was like very anti having her back, but it's like overall, I think it all happens naturally, and I could see like maybe in the future she'll come back. I personally really get along with Jules.
Yeah.
And
there's
also like, we want what brings the most fun.
Yeah.
In the house.
Yeah, just not that fun.
We want her to be happy.
I love that the group is now like, what is it, like four guys and then six girls? I'm down for like girls completely taking over this house. I love that the energy is completely female now. And honestly, if you took out the guys, there would be no fights probably. I would pay to watch you girls take a road trip like in the winter, like, you know, going south or something that. Wouldn't that be in Winnebago or something?
We always joke that like Paige and I want to do a simple life where we go somewhere like, down south or in the Midwest where there's nothing. But I do think a summer house kind of, this summer road trip could be really fun. Or winter road trip could be really fun.
Yeah.
Look at you with your producer brain.
So we were talking about Sierra. We were talking about Luke bringing Sierra. So Luke's a dog. He like literally runs through Sierra, or I don't know. I guess he said.
But this is the thing. I'm totally fine with guys being dogs. Like if I was a guy, I'd be a dog. Like I'm also super, I'm probably one of the most, shallow people when it comes to guys. Mm-hmm. Just when, you don't want to get in a relationship, I'm like, give me the hottest fucking model.
Yeah.
And like, I'm charming and I'll try to fuck him.
Yeah.
And I do think that if Luke was a dog, that would be so easy for me to be like, obviously, but like, and we'll see if the dick is good or not, whatever, have a couple dick appointments and laugh about it with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Next thing I know, I was in like a girlfriend situation. I think it came off like I was the one trying to push that. It was not at all. Where next thing I know, this guy who I was into because I thought we were going to have a fun fling is calling me every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, I've never been in that situation of a dog, literally a huge fuckboy. giving you all of his time, all of his emotion. Mm-hmm. I realized it was like he was talking to me all the time and like could have sex with other people because we weren't having sex, but literally had a girlfriend somehow, like got the perks without. And that's why I was like, what the fuck is this?
So then also, though, in the trailer, we haven't gotten there yet in the season, but apparently like Lindsay and him kind of have some kind of something. I don't know whether that's the editing or what the show. I know you can't tell us too much, but
I do. The thing with Luke is it's like at this point, like I'm not going to tell you what happens, but at this point, it's like, would you be surprised?
No.
But I mean, honestly, what surprised me is it's like, okay, Lindsay, if you didn't, you know, do all those other things you said, like, at what point are you going to just be like, yeah, look, I don't give a fuck about you and whatever. But it's really just like, I wish he didn't waste so much of my time, like, bothering me
for so long to
then be like, we're just I don't even know you. Like, who is she? Like, we never liked each other. Like, I mean, the gaslighting was just just insane.
Speaking of fuckboys, Valentine's Day is coming up. This episode is going to come out on Valentine's Day. But you have a boyfriend now. Not speaking of fuckboys, but because he seems really nice.
He was a fuckboy. He probably is. I mean, the thing is, I love guys who have, you know, outgoing personalities and who have swag and confidence. Mm-hmm. And it's a thin line between narcissists and just like outgoing personality.
Yeah.
But no, he's just awesome. And I love dating. He's 45, but I love dating an older man. I don't know if you have any experience with this, but it's like they've learned, oh, honey, then we can share notes. Because like I don't normally date guys and they're like early 30s.
No, they have like one pillow.
They have squirrel brains, pillow, don't know what a 401k is. Yeah. They're just like struggling with their own careers, their own situation. They're feeling all this pressure of like, of what they bring to the table for a woman. And when they're fucking you, they're just kind of like, I hope this is good enough. Like focusing on themselves, like trying to show off or what the fuck they're doing.
But then also with older guys, you do get the opposite. Sometimes you're like, fuck me like this. And they're like, I'll try.
Yeah, well, they're like, you know, I pulled my back yesterday, so we're gonna go on top again. but that also is kind of cute. But with these older guys, it's like I feel like they've learned a lot. They're like very wise, and it's really important for me to respect the guy I'm with. Mm-hmm. Like I have to actually like how their brain works for me to get turned on. Yeah. And also with him, I mean, I'm fucking hungry in my career. Like I'm chasing, and I have fire, and I just want to work as hard as I can. And when you meet a guy in his 20s who's like still developing his career, like it can be intimidating to some guys, and some guys don't know what to do with me, where he like already has an established comedy career in Ireland. He's already done so many of the things like I want to do, and it's kind of like, look, I'm ready to fucking retire and take care of the kids, like what, and you could travel, like, and it's just kind of awesome that I found this person with that kind of confidence in themselves. I'm happy.
That's awesome. Have you seen a completely different change of subject? Have you seen Free Britney, the Free Britney documentary?
Yes, I have. I just watched it.
What did you think?
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I thought it was heartbreaking because we all were there.
Yeah.
Like we all witnessed it and we all were a part of it. We've all shared Britney memes of like shave her head 2007. Mm-hmm. And then I almost felt like during quarantine when she's doing those crazy videos, we all were just like, we didn't know what the fuck was going on. And that documentary, obviously they can't say everything, but it just showed how like the media destroyed her, and it hurt so much more because some celebrities are fucking dicks.
Yeah.
But she seemed like such an innocent, sweet, kind soul that like just got too big, and then they ate her up.
It's so interesting. Like I followed the story for a long time and stuff like that, but I'm not,
oh wow,
you know, like on a surface, I'm not like a huge Britney fan, but
you're not like campaigning outside.
No, we're not doing that. But, but I was expecting like new information. I didn't really like learn that much, but so on that note, I feel like I would probably,
they
like,
didn't drop any crazy shit, but to see like back to back, the kind of interview she's doing and the kind of like press,
that was really interesting.
I basically texted my friend and I was like, I totally understand why she shaved her head. Like we joke like, oh, I get why she shaved her head when she turned, you know, 27 or something. But it was like, she wanted people to stop wanting a piece of her.
They contextualized
and judging her
a lot of these
and
moments.
Sexualizing her.
Yep. They contextualized like the shaving of the head, the umbrella, all of that stuff, and gave you like kind of a framework so you could better understand the whole thing. So that was interesting.
100%.
I would love to see one with Janet Jackson next.
Oh my gosh. Well, especially with the Justin Timberlake.
I know, right?
Drama.
He's being both.
There's so many people. Like, even I was thinking like now, I was like, Ben Affleck, we're just laughing at him. What's actually going on with him? Because he doesn't seem okay. Like, there's so many celebs.
Maybe that's
that,
just
like,
who he is, though, right?
Cracking.
Isn't he from Boston? I feel like everyone from Boston is kind of like that with their Dunkins. I lived in Boston.
They just look tired with Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, he's just like fucking tired, dude. It's like, he's like, I just.
It's cold.
Yeah,
it's cold. What do you want?
Does he have kids?
He does. Mm-hmm. But also, yeah, with Janet, is like, is she good? Like the stuff that she's gone through in her life.
Yeah, I think she'd be.
I love documentaries more than anything. Like all I do is watch reality TV and documentaries.
Did you see the Wendy Williams movie?
Yep. Oh no, I saw the documentary.
The documentary is amazing, but also watch the movie. Just sit through it.
Really?
I did both.
Wasn't it kind of weird that she was like, I have a movie and a doc. Were they different?
I mean, it's Wendy, so.
Yeah,
come on, of course she's gonna be like, I want to do one where I'm sitting here.
The documentary was wild because she, like, I love that she
Doritos
goes in on everyone, including going in on herself. Yeah. Like, she even showed her like yelling at producers, and I was like, yes, I respect that.
She snapped.
Like, go in. She's snapping. But I always am fascinated by people who just like live their dream.
Yeah.
And she's someone who like, she lived her dream and she had a shady fucking husband. I mean,
yeah,
there were definitely a lot of red flags, but it's so easy. Like even with Summer House, like to look for, like, I have people DM me and they're like, you're so fucking pathetic. Luke hates you and you're desperate. And it's like, okay, you put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
And see what you would have done if you were getting that kind of affection. And like with Wendy too, it's like, I get it. She wanted to have a family and a happy life with this dude.
Do you even check your DMs like that? I mean, I guess, yeah, you do check your DMs.
So I don't.
Yeah.
I have this new thing. It sucks because like DMs is where you get like the most connection with people, but also it could be like the most painful.
And the most direct too. It's like one thing to see it in a comment under photos, but to see it in your DM inbox can like ruin your day.
And people write like essays and it's always like
I've never seen someone that I dislike enough to DM them about something. What?
Well, you also have to think like what kind of person, like it's a funny tweet I just thought of, like imagine you met your soulmate and find out they send mean DMs to celebrities on Twitter or on Instagram, like,
or like in the YouTube comment section, which is like the darkest place ever on fucking earth,
right? Or like Reddit start a thread, a hate thread.
Don't get the Redditors on us,
like,
though. We don't want them to ruin our lives.
Oh my god. I know, 100%. I'm so scared because it's anonymous, so people can say the most fucked up lies and shit. So I have this new thing. I used to watch the show and I do hashtag Summer House and I would be so happy like watching what people were saying. But also like this season is more volatile for me. I'm not going to lie. And I was like, I went in and I was like, if I'm going to spend 6 weeks with these motherfuckers, I need to stand up for myself. I need to set boundaries.
Yeah, you
want to
show people how to respect you, like the respect that they're going to give you.
But people don't always react well when you do that.
Yeah. So you came in hot.
Tune in. I came in hot because I was like, she was trying to act like I did something wrong. And I was like, we all say tons of stuff on podcasts. She literally pulled apart where, just like you said, like, so like trying to get me to kind of like be negative about her. And I was like, well, look, when she first came in, she treated me a type of way.
Yeah.
But I learned that like it takes trust with her. And now we're doing great. That was literally what I said.
Yeah.
And if you're, I'm clearly not over it, but if you're an adult, you'd talk to me about it.
Yeah.
And know that I'm not coming from, I'm not going on podcasts, be like, hey, can I talk shit on Lindsay?
Also, it was July and we had been in the house for most of the year. So like, this is your first time seeing people.
The podcast was in November.
Yeah. Gorilla Glue Girl. She's verified.
Oh, I heard about this. She has like 10 million views on
it. It's so insane. So
I just heard about that.
And the hair is still fucked up. I'm like, if she doesn't just get clippers at this point.
But like low key, it like kind of looks good. Like, I'm like, why don't you just keep it?
At least she got it like stuck in a timeless style.
Never touch your hair.
Right?
Yeah. Like, it's literally like, so cute. Like side parted. I was like, you kind of look dope.
Yeah. Who in the Summer House would be the most likely to end up in a situation where they're gluing some part of their body?
Me.
You.
100%. Because I'm the kind of person where they're like, okay, we have to be ready in an hour. And I'm like still napping.
Yeah.
And I have 10 minutes to get ready. And then I just fucking go like as fast as I can. And I'm just like eyeliner, mascara, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I figure it out. Paige and Amanda and Lindsay and Danielle, they're so very artful. Where like they have all their outfits picked out. So organized. Like it's really aspirational, to be honest. And I am like just a leaf blowing in the
wind. I appreciate your chaotic energy.
That is
chaotic energy in the house.
People message me and be like, I love your voice. It's so calm. And I'm like, it's so funny because if you listen to the words I'm saying, because it's messy.
Yes, yeah. Speaking of glue, Lil Uzi, a $24 million pink diamond. Well, I guess it's not glue, right? He like, did you hear about this? Lil Uzi?
No.
Oh, Lil Uzi.
What did he do?
Pierced in the middle of his forehead like a $24 million pink diamond. Like a bindi on his forehead.
Does he
Does he have $24 million?
Did he pay cash? $24 million. Damn.
He's got like, it. I'm impressed. Yeah, like, he's like a rapper. So, I mean.
Well, it's funny because like.
You know what's.
I first started getting paid like any money recently. Like the last 2 years I started to make money. Yeah. And it's like, wait. It's so easy to lose your money immediately by just getting a little excited.
Yeah.
Cause like with stuff comes expenses. Like he has crazy insurance for that now. And the next thing you know, like something bad happens.
Who has
next thing you
know,
all these bills. I'm just saying like Lil Uzi, you have to get insurance for that kind of diamond.
I really doubt he got insurance for it. Out. He seems like a fly by the seat of his pants kind of, I don't fucking know, but I just have a feeling that thing is going to get infected. That's like a really bad area to have your piercings apparently.
I hate that.
I hate it.
I hate that for him. But like, I love that we can talk about it now.
Big week for Glue, by the way. Lisa Barlow had to cancel her appearance on Watch What Happens Live because she Gorilla Glued or Super Glued her eyelashes. I don't know why I'm laughing. I actually love.
I know it's funny because she's a newbie. This is our first season. So like going to Watch What Happens Live is a huge fucking deal because not everyone gets on Watch What Happens Live their first season. I didn't. And so that like really made me sad because I could totally see it happen. Actually, I got invited to Watch What Happens Live for the first time ever.
You were on recently, right?
March 10th. Well, March 10th. So 2 days before quarantine hit. And I was like, oh my God, I ordered all these dresses online. I booked my spray tan lady. And then they were like, we're going to postpone it and do it digital. So I've done Watch What Happens Live over the computer 3 times.
Yeah.
And I've never been in the clubhouse.
Oh, it's nice. My ex is used to be a writer there. So I've like know the clubhouse.
Oh, cool.
Pretty well.
It's actually quite a funny written show.
It is.
I always get a little giggle.
Well, he isn't right there anymore, so. But it's still funny.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Not as funny, but.
I want to talk to you more about some other shows, about Housewives, about everything in the Bravosphere, I guess.
Wait, can I say something that's like fucked
what?
Up? I like New Jersey better than New York.
Yeah. No, same. I got one to Waves, but I always love New. But we're Italian.
Because New York, it just reminds. Maybe that's why.
Yeah. They feel New like York, women that I grew up with. They feel like my aunts, like Dolores.
100%. It's like, yes, Dolores. I love
She could do
Dolores
nothing and I just like to see her walk in the
randomly
room.
Randomly messaged me and was like, hey, if you need anything, here's my number. Okay. Like Dolores is the best. And I feel like sometimes the New York housewives remind me of just like my friends' rich parents who just like are inebriated all the time and like hiding their angry secrets, and I'm like, this is stressing me out. Like I see that, but then the New Jersey reminds me more like of like
I'm with
good
you.
Memories.
I'm with you, and also they film in the summertime because of COVID now, and it's gonna be all Jersey Shore shit. And I just want to see them on boats, drunk, down by the shore.
Fun fact:
what?
Where I'm at right now, I just found out Jackie Goldschneider lives like very
close
to me.
She's been we interviewed her on here, and I went to her house in Jersey. But yeah, she has a house right by you, I guess, out there if you're because it's small.
Yeah, in West Hampton.
You know who also is out there?
Who?
Rick Leventhal.
Yeah, so they're selling it, apparently. I don't know where it is though, but I saw the headline. They're selling their West Hampton
home. Have you met Kelly?
Maybe West Hampton's gonna be cool now. No.
We'll talk. Everyone listen to Hannah's going to tell you where to follow her on social media, all of her shows, everything going on. Tell them about what you've got going on. You've also got your podcast.
Oh, yeah. So follow me on Instagram at beingburns, BEINGBERNZ. And then listen to my comedy mental health podcast, Burning in Hell. Mm-hmm. Listen to me and Paige talk shit about pop culture. If you like this pod, you'll love Giggly Squad. And then Chat Room is on Sundays, 9:30. And Summer House is Thursdays at 9.
And it's good.
Hell yeah.
It's good.
Get all the content. Get it all.
You guys know where to follow me. And come listen to the bonus episode. You can go to the patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe there. We're going to talk about Princesses Long Island. I want to talk a little bit about Housewives, a little bit more about New Jersey, maybe some Kelly Dodd. I don't know. I want to also rank your Housewives shows, I guess. Yeah. Or which ones you watch, because I know you don't, you know.
I honestly watch most of them. I just haven't watched all seasons of all of them. I'm not there yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.